And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 9th of December, 2011. It's the birthday of the poet Lanny Adams, born Brooklyn, 1899. She went to Barnard College, fell in with a group of girls who called themselves the Ashcan Cats, included Margaret Mead. They bobbed their hair, they loved Edna St. Vincent Millay, and often when they went out to eat, they'd bring a candle, put it on its side, and light it at both ends while they recited Millay's famous poem, "My candle burns at both ends, it will not last the night, but ah, my foes and oh, my friends, it gives a lovely light." It's the birthday of the poet John Milton, born London, 1608, ruined his eyesight staying up late reading by poor light. And from his 40s on, Milton had to dictate his writing to a secretary, often one of his daughters. It's the birthday of Jean de Brunhoff, born in Paris, 1899. He was living in Paris with his wife Cécile, a pianist, when their two young sons got sick. And to amuse the boys, Cécile told them a story about a baby elephant from the jungle who sets out for the city after his mother is shot by a hunter. The children loved the story. They told their father about it. So he, an artist, decided to illustrate it. His brother was a publisher, and that's how the story of Babar came to appear, 1931. It was a big bestseller. Brunhoff wrote 6 more Babar books. He was working on the last one when he died of tuberculosis at the age of 37. One of his sons, Laurent, was also an illustrator, so he eventually took over the franchise. It's the birthday of the writer and folklorist Joel Chandler Harris, born Eatonton, Georgia, 1845, a reporter for the Atlanta Constitution, where he first wrote down the stories that he had heard from slaves as a young man, the Uncle Remus stories. Much to his surprise, the stories were popular, and he wrote a book, Uncle Remus, His Songs and His Sayings. It was a bestseller in 1880 and ever since. And it was on this day, 1854, Alfred Lord Tennyson's poem The Charge of the Light Brigade was published in the London Examiner, describing a disastrous charge by British cavalry 6 weeks earlier, October 25th, in the Crimean War. It was all a misunderstanding between officers who disliked each other, and so they did a poor job passing on orders, with the result that one of the generals, confused, led the Light Brigade into battle against a fort, and out of 600 British soldiers, at least 110 died. There were reporters and photographers at the scene who saw the whole thing, and in about 3 weeks, it was in all the papers for everyone in Britain to see, including Tennyson, who sat right down and wrote 6 stanzas beginning half a league, half a league, half a league onward, that became his poem, The Charge of the Light Brigade. Here's a poem for today by Alden Nowlin, Andy Shaw. 3 generations, and he loathed them all, bought meat from Andy Shaw, who clerked for Edder, working 6 days a week for 30 years, hating his job and looking for a better. He never married, and he blamed his wage, never went more than 20 miles from town, and every year came earlier to work, cursing the butcher shop that tied him down. When Charlie Edder died, his son came home to run the store, so Andy got his pay. Some claim the old man cried, offered to work for less or nothing if they'd let him stay. Alden Nowlin's poem Andy Shaw from What Happened When He Went to the Store for Bread, published by the Thousands Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.